My, my. What a strange one. I can't say I expected this. But don't you worry. You met the right one at the right time. But you did see me doing something no one was supposed to see. That may be a problem yet. Ah, I think you know me. Just a little bit. Either way, though, it is our first meeting. At least in truth, isn't it? But we're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm Tomsi. It's a pleasure to make your belated acquaintance. As for what you're doing in this part, as for what you've seen, you've thrown a wrench into my plans. For that, I do not hate you. But you are now my responsibility. You know just a bit too much. Though with those eyes, I'm not so sure you retained anything of value. How curious. Now the question beckons. Are you actually unaware? This here. They say angels are the only ones who can go back and forth between the ground and the sphere. Did you know that? Isn't it incredible how some see angels? They feel fear, almost reverence. Others see merely feathers and wings. What do you think of angels? I've always wondered. Your perspective is refreshing. Then, in your opinion, do I seem good or bad? You don't know yet. Perhaps I don't know either. Am I a good, a bad, or something else? Regardless, it's interesting to make your acquaintance. Come. There's no need for that. Diametric opposition only exists when you allow it to fester. No one is truly an enemy or an ally. There's nuance to every single relationship. Some matter, others don't. It's the cruelty of life that keeps us going. But it's the beauty, the haves and have-nots. Both have their role to play. Relax. Here's a place to rest your weary head. There's nothing to worry about. If I was going to hurt you, I would have done it before I spoke. As many have said before me, it's so much more efficient if you can do something before they know your intentions. But at the same time, it risks losing all of its meaning. Let me tell you a story, young Spherite. I say that, but you look to be about the same age as me. Interesting. It's your eyes that gave the impression of it. That you still don't know much about the world around you, a naivete that's almost abhorrent or admirable. It depends upon who you ask. The point being is, there once was a bird with wings made of wax. It flew higher, ambitious. It wanted to escape the ground. A place of wretches, a place condemned. And yet, at the pinnacle of its height, it encountered not what you'd think, no melting of the sun's rays. For this little bird tried to fly, not too close to the sun, but in a realm that's entirely different. The clouds were not kind. With thunder and lightning, they startled the poor creature. After, things only took a turn for the worse. See, that startling made the bird off-kilter. It tried as it might to flap against the harsh winds, to dodge the thunder and lightning. Of course, it was successful for a time. Of course, time was the enemy. Its wings grew tired and satiated. Yet its thirst, its curiosity to reach paradise, what it could only describe in its primitive mind as the light, it chased it blindly, deftly, wasting no time whatsoever. A pinnacle of efficiency, given the circumstances were quite dire. Of course, even as the little bird flew, it wasn't its own effort. Oh, no. That was not what condemned it. It wasn't even its wings made of wax. In fact, if anything, the light weight helped them. No. It was happenstance. Being at the wrong place at the wrong time took its toll. You see, a much larger, much hungrier bird swooped in and dashed its dreams, ending it in a deft moment. All of it came crashing down, only feathers to remember it by. That's what you remind me of. The bird with ambition, with follow through, with dreams, with a chance meeting with a much more dangerous bird. You're free to interpret it however you wish. I'm not here to tell you whether I'm that bird or you are, whether I'm that hawk or someone else's. 'Tis just a story, after all. Stories may, as you say, contain a shred of truth. They also often contain lies. What do I strike you as? A truth or a lie? What a good evaluation of me. It doesn't necessarily speak to acuity, but it feels like you can almost see through me. Like you know something deeply further than what you should know. When you look at me, there's a sense of familiarity, to the point where my suspicion almost remains true. Why do you know me? This isn't our first meeting. How can I know that? Easy. If this was our first meeting, you wouldn't have looked at me and averted your eyes. I pride myself on being quite approachable, quite known as a kind man. But you avoided me as if there's something you think deeper down. Why is that? At first, I thought it was instincts, but your instincts are, frankly, quite bad. Then, I assumed it was hearsay, but from who? I'm just an unassuming cleaner with only a few friends. Then, my mind was piqued. There was another conundrum in my head to solve. Interest when you saw what I did. This little trinket that I grabbed from a pile, seemingly nondescript, but you knew what it was. A Watchman series trinket. But why? What does the Watchman matter? In truth, I ask myself that every now and then. Of course, it's not an open-ended question. Not really. But more to the point. You knew two things that were impossible for you to know. Both due to falling from the sphere, but also the way you looked at me, we'll call it a hunch, was not pure stranger, not fear, but apprehension. Tell me, how deep does that well of knowledge go? If I had to compare it, it almost seemed as though you knew me, but not personal. Like someone from the outside, looking in. Are you really from the sphere? Or perhaps someplace very, very far away? Someplace unimaginable? Because the way I see it, the way you're looking at me would only make sense if it was the latter. It's just the ramblings of a lonely man. You have nothing to worry about. Or do you? How many secrets do you claim to know? That is the question. And whether you know it, does it change a single thing? Oh, I like you. Your truth smeared across your features, as though all of this is but a game. And yet the sweat dripping from your scalp says otherwise. You are nervous in front of little old me. You're going to fess up. How much do you know about me? And why do you know about me? That is, if you wish to continue this conversation. You're obviously free to walk away. But then, you would leave me wondering. And people who wonder tend to find their answers the hard way. A threat? No. I wouldn't dream of something so base. Instead, think of it like a proposition. If you merely tell me, I won't have to look into things. You'll be an anomaly who found some information, and I'll have one last lead that I need to supervise. Is that it? Something that allows you to see into me? Then I really can't let you go. I hope you understand, but that information is incredibly dangerous, given my perspective. If you truly wish to understand me, then put yourself in my shoes. Your secrets, the things you've uncovered about me that you've seen just now, they could put a lot of things in danger. Things of which I would prefer not to be. Tell me, from your perspective, what am I? If you had to summarize me into a single word, what one best suits me? Interesting. So you'd pick the word I'm fond of. A word to describe me, but a dangerous, incredibly dangerous one to say. Given what you know or what you don't, much of it doesn't matter now. I'm afraid our fates are tied now. There is no untangling such a thing. Do you understand why? It's quite simple. For both of our sakes, you will not be escaping. You will not leave my side. We will become close friends. Maybe more than that, given your apparent understanding of me. Now, more than that, mind telling me why you knew something that I didn't tell you? In your clumsy justification, you mentioned something I never said. To anyone, in fact. That's even more dangerous. Tell me, little curiosity, how much are you still hiding with those nervous eyes? You look scared of me. How strange. I don't believe I've done anything to instill such caution. Merely calling you upon what you've done. Cause and effect. Your actions do have consequences. You should be careful what you wish for. Because in this case, your wishes may not come true. I don't make promises of which I can't keep. Your safety is completely hinging upon your truth. The admittance of what you say. This journey you and I will go on. This is but the first step. If you're lucky, there may be a long journey for the two of us. And if you make such mistakes as you've done, well, you may prove a thorn in my side. It's figuratively speaking, nothing serious. Of course, if you were a thorn, almost anyone would understand removing it, wouldn't they? Nothing so drastic. Do I seem that dangerous to you? I sincerely hope not. I wouldn't want to scare you. Relax. Come here. And it's a promise. A journey of understanding. And to further grasp what you are to me. Also, for the sake of both of us, try not to run away. It's dangerous for spherites down here. I wouldn't want you to get involved with the wrong people. Trust me, it's dangerous. At my side is where you'll be kept most safe. Do you not trust me?